Of course, the Holy Spirit is not per se anything that is new. Just as we believe in a triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that Jesus and the Holy Spirit were present even at the creation of the world. We hear, if you go all the way back to Genesis at the beginning, when God created the world, He breathed life, He breathed the world. Also, even more specifically, as He created Adam, He breathed life into him. The breath of God, the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit throughout the Old Testament. Even very particularly, though, in our faith, that there is a time that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, enters into the reality of our world. And even in a very specific way, today we celebrate the Holy Spirit entering into our journey of faith, entering into our history or our story of salvation. As again, the church is born, and the church is sent out to continue this beautiful message that God has given to us of good news of salvation, of forgiveness, of love. So last Wednesday, very beautifully here at St. Mary's, we were able to have a groundbreaking as we are preparing to build a new church, to be able to also celebrate a new place where people will be called to come and to worship, where they will be able to be formed in their Christian faith, receiving the Holy Spirit, giving praise and worship to God, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Very exciting and a very beautiful day in the history of St. Mary's and definitely the church here in College Station, and also for the world. As the church is continuing to grow, the Blessed Mother very beautifully calling her children back to her Son, Jesus Christ. It was a beautiful day. Hopefully some of you know we're there. We're all worried about, the rain, some in a very miraculous and a beautiful way. The clouds per se were not parted, but the rain was. And it was a beautiful day in many different ways. There's a sense that God has a plan for us, that God desires to remove all the particular barriers that might be before us. God desires, in some sense, to remove any fear or doubt or anxiousness. God desires to want to bring light and understanding. He wants to move us out of darkness, maybe our own depression, maybe our own struggles. God desires for us to be joy-filled people. And He sends the Holy Spirit for this particular work. Continue to bring to understanding and light all that He taught. When I was growing up, as a little kid, we lived in a small little house and we had a fireplace. There are still fireplaces in particular homes. This one didn't necessarily have any per se extra gadgets to help to light the fire. So my sister and I, when we were younger, our job, of course, was to crumple up the Waco Tribune Herald, the newspaper that we got. And so we got to stuff it all in and kind of fill up the fireplace. My dad then would put some little simple starter wood there, maybe a log or two on top of it. And of course, we would light it, and the simple paper, of course, burns very quickly and then also catches to light the log that was there. And then as the night went on, my dad would throw a couple of logs on every 30 minutes or an hour. There always kind of seemed to be a lot of work there at the beginning, right? Kind of getting the fire started. But then it brought heat to the house. It brought, in some sense, light to the house as well. And even many times, all of us would kind of gather around it, especially if it was really cold outside. It even, in some sense, unified us or brought us together. It's pretty amazing to think, if you think all of us who are here, who are baptized, I mean, many of you baptized by different priests or deacons in different churches throughout Texas, throughout the U.S., throughout the world. Yet you were all baptized in the same Spirit. The same Spirit of God. We entered into the life of Jesus Christ through the Spirit. Through the same Spirit. We are one church. One brother and all brothers and sisters. All, in some sense, gathered around together. Giving praise and worship to God. The Holy Spirit that desires to unify. Desires to warm. Desires, in some sense, to refresh and to renew. So recognizing what the Holy Spirit desires to do in us. If I can just maybe give a simple kind of practical thought or idea. For the Holy Spirit and the apostles, the Holy Spirit kind of came at the end, right? The apostles had the opportunity to be with Jesus for 3 years. Jesus taught them. Jesus spoke to them. We have much of this teaching in the Gospels that we read, all what Jesus taught to the apostles. At the end of that time, Jesus ascends into heaven and he sends his Holy Spirit to continue to unpack, to continue to explain and teach what all the apostles had received, right? It's kind of awesome for us, if you think about it, many of us who are baptized as children, or even if you are baptized as adults, we in some sense kind of first receive the Holy Spirit within us. The fire is given to us. And then hopefully throughout our life, we are given material to burn, to consume. Those particular things that we are given are scripture that we're able to receive, that is able to give light and instruction to us. There are so many church fathers, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, many of the patristics, many theologians, many great things that we can also read and consume and are brought to light in understandings and teachings of the faith. Many beautiful spiritual writers who have written throughout the centuries. Again, many beautiful things that we can read and understand and allow the Holy Spirit to, the fire of God to consume for us to understand and put into practice in our own life. And even today, many of you might have 1, 2, 5, 20 different podcasts that you listen to. Maybe even, hopefully, you listen to Father Chris's podcast that in some sense continues to instruct, continues to guide and to lead us. And in some sense, continues to feed that fire within us, right? The hope is that the fire grows within us. Our belief and our trust in God is strengthened. Our hope that God will fulfill his promise, that we will be with him in eternal life, that for eternal life, is strengthened, is made in some sense more solid. That as the Holy Spirit in that flame enlivens in us, that we can continue to consume all that God has given to us, and we in some sense make it our own, and it becomes us as we become Christ, a desire that we become Christ in the world. So as you go throughout this week, I just maybe encourage a couple particular things maybe you can reflect on. I hope and I pray for all of you. I believe that the Holy Spirit is within you, and is the Holy Spirit alive in you? Do you recognize that the fire of God is within you? Do you recognize that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, that God is there? Do you believe that he wants to continue to bring to light and understanding all that Jesus has taught? And number two, how are you feeding this fire? How are you feeding the fire of the Holy Spirit that is within you? Do you have a few podcasts that you listen to? Are you reading scripture daily? Do you take time, in some sense, to have theological or good conversations, meaningful conversations with others? Do you continue to feed the Holy Spirit on the fire that is within you, that we may continue to grow into Christ? And finally, to have the courage again to recognize that we're no different than God who dwells within us. And I think this is the awesome part, that in some sense we speak about evangelization. Evangelization really isn't taking something new. It's actually taking ourselves. If Jesus dwells in us, when we go out, Jesus goes out too. When we, in some sense, share a visit with other people, Jesus is sharing and visiting with them as well. That if we, in some sense, consume and become Christ and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, then in some sense, evangelization automatically happens as we are sent into the world to continue to share the good news. So today, may you celebrate your own birth. Celebrate, in some sense, the Holy Spirit being born within you. And our call to go out and continue the message and the good news of Jesus Christ. So, may you continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you not be afraid of the Holy Spirit. But you welcome the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to enlighten you, and to fulfill you.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.